and Sheik can do that. Clothesline, Hulk Hogan can do that. And now for the main event, a steel cage match. Whips, twists, slams. He's out of the cage. He can't do that. Can he do that? Steel cage match set comes with two wrestlers, other Bendy sold separately. From LJN.
5 or 6 minutes after 3 in the morning. It's late night CKUW to 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. All right. Have I got a grab of you? Am I putting you into a submission? Will you ever get out of this hold? Because I'm not letting you go. But you don't have to go. You could stay here with me. For Comic Book Radio Theater! And we continue with our comic book reads. I make a change. And I also am going to be a bit of a rule breaker. I'm going to break the rules. No baby face time for me or you. I'm feeling very tired and doing the things voice. Just the voice. My voice, not feeling so good. So, I was going to read this comic book to you guys, you know, live as it happens. But, I'm against that. I say no. But lucky for me, as well as you, I have a past recording of myself doing this comic book that I'll read to you. I do have a past recording of it. I see it right up there on the computer screen and everything like that. What shall I read to you? You know, full transparency. What should my past self read to you? Plus, there's things in this story that to do it on the fly would be really hard to do. It would be. Anyway, now I got you all curious. What comic book? I shall read to you Captain America number 271. 271. It was published in July of 1982. So the summer of 1982, where were you back then? I'll tell you what. If you went down to a record store and said, "Give me new music. Out with the old and in with the new. That's what I want." What is freshly released in July of 1982, same time as our comic book? In part one of this reading, this is so appropriate, being a Captain America comic book, we will listen to the band America. They had a big hit. You Can Do Magic. Does any of you remember that song? You Can Do Magic. We will also have Donna Summer, who, in my opinion, and you could say TMI, too much information, but personally, I feel she, Donna Summer, is the most attractive woman that ever lived. And she was talented at that. So you got a lot from Donna. Pretty and talented. Donna Summer will perform for us live from Washington, D.C. She is singing the song Living in America. Not the same song as James Brown sang. Not the same song. Way different. But once again, let me do a replay for you. the music we will listen to when I am done reading the first part of Captain America number 271. July of 1982, I will airplay America and Donna Summer. All right. Okay. Come on. That CD I was going to play just fell on the ground. What a goof up. Anyway, is there another CD here? Get the comic book and there. All right, you have some. Okay. All right, Comic Book Radio Theater. If you're not aware, Saturdays, late night, from 1 to 6 in the morning, or I try to. I read you comic books. You get a lot of music too out of that as well, but mainly I read you comic books. Late night CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm about to trot off and prepare myself to read to you Captain America number 271, printed July of 1982. All right, away I go. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
God. Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
1940, as the world teetered on the brink of global war, frail Steve Rogers entered a secret laboratory and was transformed into the American Super Soldier. For 4 thrilling years, he battled the excess powers, until a freak stroke of fate threw him into suspended animation. When he awoke, he was a man decades out of his time. Since that fateful day, Steve Rogers has fought his destiny in this brave new world. Stan Lee presents Captain America in The Mystery of Mr. X. Brooklyn Heights, New York. The apartment of one Bernadette Rosenthal, lady friend of Steve Rogers. Bernie, this door is unlocked and wide open. You ribbed me about leaving my door unlocked. Now who's the trusting one?
It's about time you showed up with that pizza, Steve. I left the door open for you so I wouldn't miss the opening of my favorite show, just to let you in. Nothing at all tears me away from the tube when my favorite show's on.
What is it? A PBS documentary? All-Star Wrestling? You?
Yeah, me. Phi Beta Kappa, former campus political activist and Manhattan glassblower extraordinaire, who happens to love All-Star Wrestling. Now sit down, Steve, and serve that pizza, Mr. Rogers. And not another word. Marty, the ring announcer, is about to appear.
Yes, ma'am. Wow. Talk about a fan fever. Bernie's really caught the bug. And on to our TV show.
We have a special guest tonight, folks. The trainer of Jumping Jack Flash and other great wrestlers, King Arthur!
Thank you, Marty. As you know, I was a great wrestler in my day. I won the championship 5 years straight. Then I had that accident in the ring. It robbed me of the use of my legs, but it didn't stop me. I took it as a sign for me to train other wrestlers, men like Jumping Jack Flash, my best student. A cry from the arena crowd blurts out,
"He's good, Marty, and he's going up against the meanest wrestler in the ring, the mysterious Mr. X. Mr. X.
Despite all I've done to build up the reputation of All-Star Wrestling, there are still bad wrestlers ready to tear down my work. Mr. X leads that pack. The U.S. Olympic Committee contacted me, Marty, and asked me, King Arthur, to coach their wrestling team. It's the greatest honor I could have. But if I took that job, then the wrestlers, like Mr. X, would run around unchecked. Mr. X would ruin All-Star Wrestling for the fans. I couldn't let that happen, so I turned the Olympic people down flat.
Then suddenly, King Arthur is attacked from behind.
King Arthur, look out! It's the mysterious Mr. X!
Shut up, Marty. Listen to me, King Fancy Pants. That prissy wimp you've been crowing about, Jumping Jack Flash. Well, I'm gonna murder him in the ring tonight. Just as easily as I threw this headlock on you. And there ain't nothing nobody can do to stop me. Stop me.
We'll be right back with that match after these messages.
You don't believe this is real, do you, Bernie?
Oh, loosen up, Steve. Of course, it's all play acting. I just... Wait. The match has started. Look at those leaps. That's Jumping Jack Flash, all right. Even though he's good, Mr. X will probably win. This feud between King Arthur and Mr. X has only started, and they'll want to milk it for all it's worth before King Arthur finally wins.
Steve Rogers sits down with pizza in hand and contemplates to himself.
Yes, undoubtedly yes, they will. After all, it's a show. It's not real life. It's not like it was for me back in World War II. When I cut my fighting teeth on the battlefields as Captain America. There, it was there. Athletic ability was not enough. I had to have more. Instinct, drive, the will to take on hopeless odds without fear. Without doubt! You had to hit your enemy like a bomb. Be everywhere at once. Keep your enemy constantly off balance. So that only you knew what was coming next. You had to play it that way. Because if you didn't, you were dead. You were dead. You were dead. Maybe Bernie's right. Maybe because I constantly use gymnastics in life and death situations, I'm taking this all too seriously. At least the kids watching this program have role models in the stage good versus evil battles. Who knows, this seemingly pointless mayhem may have some value someday.
Just like I said he would. But that last set of moves he and JJ Flash used, I've never seen anything so realistic before.
Ladies and gentlemen, our medic has confirmed it. Jumping Jack Flash is dead.
What?
Oh no!
Please stand by. Our technicians are rolling back the instant replay of this tragic occurrence. In all my years, I've seen serious injuries. But this is the first time I've ever. It's so horrible. Terrible. Such a tragedy. Tonight, Jumping Jack Flash was killed in the wrestling ring by the mysterious Mr. X. Here is the replay, folks. As it happened. Uh-oh, folks. Jumping Jack Flash has held his own against Mr. X so far. But I'm afraid the curtain's about to come crashing down. Look at that high leap to the outside. Jumping Jack is just trying to keep up with Mr. X. But that's impossible. No one can keep up with Mr. X once he goes into it, the deadliest flying dropkick in wrestling history today. The Flying Four Flusher.
Four Flusher. Four Flusher.
It's a body blow so difficult, so energy draining, that Mr. X uses it only against his toughest foes. No one except Mr. X knows when or where he will strike.
He will strike. He will strike.
Because he uses all four sides of the ring to build up speed and momentum for his absolutely devastating kick. Look at Jumping Jack Flash fall. He's down for the count. Lots of wrestlers want that dropkick banned because there's no defense against it. Wait a minute. There's something wrong here. Jumping Jack Flash, he's not getting up. He's... Someone, stop! Stop, Mr. X!
Stop, Mr. X! Stop, Mr. X!
Don't let him get away! He may have murdered Jumping Jack Flash!
Abruptly, the TV program switches back to live action.
King Arthur! King Arthur, you shouldn't try to carry Jumping Jack! Your legs! Remember your legs!
A man has just died, Marty. A man who I treated like a brother. They swore, the bad wrestlers, they swore they'd do anything to stop me from making wrestling good family entertainment. But I never thought they'd stoop to murder. Mr. X has fled, but he will not escape the consequences of what he has done. It must not go unpunished. If there's any justice left in the world, we must avenge this slain and restore wrestling's reputation.
Steve Rogers switches off Bernadette Rosenthal's television set.
Bernie? Steve? I really don't want to talk right now, if you don't mind. Could you see yourself to the door?
Ever since that fateful day in 1941, when I took the Super Soldier Serum, I've seen death strike many people, many times, in many ways. I feared that one day I'd get used to it. Thank God I haven't. The loss of any life still gives me pause. King Arthur is right. Justice must be done. for wrestling, for Bernie, and Captain America is the man to do it.
We will return with Captain America number 271 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Scotty, in a Cracker Jack story.
Okay, Scotty, the score is tied, bases loaded, and two outs. Get in there and show them what you're made of.
I'll do my best, Coach.
Zoom, pa!
Strike one!
What if I strike out?
Zoom, pa!
Strike two!
You can do it, Scotty! You're a crackerjack!
Zoom, crack!
Home run!
You did it, Scotty!
We won the playoffs! What a crackerjack!
When you're really good, they call you crackerjack! Crunchy caramel-coated popcorn and peanuts and a secret toy surprise! Cracker Jacks, candied popcorn and peanuts!
A Dungeons & Dragons adventure! Our story, Indel, Shiren, Valerius, and Grimshade set out from Gavin's Inn to rescue their friend and mentor, Grindel.
We've walked a long way.
Yes, the moon will soon be up.
Is there something so strange about these woods?
Nah, they're just your imagination. An arrow nearly shot my head off. Who dares trespass in the woods of Oakthorn?
Sir, we had not intended to disturb anyone.
No, enough! They must not leave the forest!
Could we talk about this first?
To be continued. Explore exciting worlds of fun, fantasy, and adventure with Dungeons & Dragons and Advanced Dungeons & Dragons adventure games. For your free catalog of games and accessories, send to TSR Hobbies Incorporated, P.O. Box 765, Department M, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Dungeons & Dragons Adventure Game by TSR, the Games Wizards.
Get this! Willy Wonka's Magic Jumping Disc Offer. They jump like magic. Set your magic disc on a hard surface, then wait a few moments. Suddenly, click! It leaps high in the air. It's amazing. It's startling. And it's fun!
Have jumping disc contests. See whose disc jumps highest. Have tournaments to find out who. Or put on magic shows. Set your jumping disc down. Wave your hand over it and say the magic words.
Wow!
It jumps up high in the air. You catch it and show that it's changed its color.
What a trick!
Directions on how to do it are included. Send today and get double discs if you hurry. Willy Wonka will send you two magic discs, one red and one blue. And here's all you have to do. To receive Willy Wonka's magic jumping discs, send two empty packages of Willy Wonka candies at 50 cents to Willy Wonka Magic Disc Offer, P.O. Box 132, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, zip 62001. Get this, Willy Wonka's Magic Jumping Disc Offer by Willy Wonka! We now return to Captain America, number 271. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg.
Thank God I haven't. The loss of any life gives me pause. King Arthur is right. Justice must be done.
For the murdered man, for wrestling, for Bernie, and Captain America is the man to do it.
The next day, at City Police Headquarters.
You can't arrest me! That damn plastic clown! He started everything!
Lieutenant, someone wants to see you. He's...
Tell him to come back later, like next month.
I'm sorry, I can't wait that long.
What? An adventurer's ID? Captain America! What are you doing here? Sorry to keep you waiting.
I'm here to help on the wrestling murder that was on television last night. Personal reasons.
Swell! There ain't nothing to report except this. Mr. X is gone, and my men can't seem to find him.
You've no leads?
A few, but nothing's panned out yet, though. Say, we got 10 murders a day in this town. What's so big about this one?
Countless kids saw that show on TV last night. For them, the show was a living fantasy. For them, the wrestlers are role models. If Mr. X gets away with that killing, it will only fuel the flames of cynics who would lead them all astray. Have us give away to defeatism and despair. The distinction between good and evil must never be blurred. My life has always been dedicated to that triumph of good over evil. Good over evil.
You may get your chance to clinch that victory, Captain America.
You're that man they called King Arthur. What do you mean? Tell me!
Mr. X called me. He claims he's innocent, but he's willing to make a deal. The choice to accept it is yours, Lieutenant. He'll come out of hiding on one condition, that he's allowed to prove his innocence in the wrestling ring in a trial by honor.
What? He's out of his tree, I'll never!
Wait! Why did Mr. X contact you? It was one of your wrestlers he killed!
True. But he appealed to the one thing I hold higher than vengeance or life itself. It's my honor.
Okay, now I've heard everything. Knock off the theater play, Sir Olivia Kingsley.
Lieutenant, since the day I started in All-Star Wrestling, I've established a record of impeccable honesty and fair play. My credibility extends beyond wrestling. Civic organizations, yes. Even the U.S. Olympic Committee has sought my services. My word is my bond.
I'll die before it is broken.
Okay. I'm impressed. Alrighty. Tell me more about this deal.
He will face any champion I select. If Mr. X wins, he goes free. If he loses, he will agree to stand trial. His last words to me, before he said he would call me back tonight for my answer, were, once I'm unmasked, I'm ruined as a wrestler anyway.
A strange comment, Lieutenant. A very strange comment. But agree to Mr. X's terms, because I volunteer to be King Arthur's champion.
I don't know if I like it. All right. I'll do it. But only because I can't think of anything better to do. Just one thing, Cap. You better win, or I'll see that I make things pretty hot for you.
You are listening to a reading of Captain America number 271, July, the year 1982.
So clear to me. secret toy surprise. Now your kids can be the winner of the world's biggest Cracker Jack box. Each special Cracker Jack box has a toy surprise by Mattel worth $25 or more, like Mork and Mindy dolls or a Drive Command radio control car. Details at your participating store. So what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
5 or 6 minutes before 4 in the morning. Thanks for staying up with me, Late Night CKUW. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. If you don't know, maybe you've just tuned in, I'm reading you some comic books. Yes, I am. Our subject this time is pro wrestling. So I've picked a couple of comic books up with that theme in it. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself, whether you're taking it serious or you're having a good laugh. I don't care. Either way is good. I will continue our reading of Captain America number 271. It was brought to you in July of 1982. That's where you could have found it, or when you could have found it. Where? I don't know. But when? July of 1982. Okay. Anything to add on about this? Other than, you know, I hope Captain America beats, is it Dr. X or Mr. X? Mr. X, I hope so. All right, anything to say? No, but I will tell you this. When I take a voice break midway through the reading, and at the end of our story, a little bit heartbreaking, I tell you that. A little bit heartbreaking. Maybe because I'm a fan of pro wrestling, I think of it as something that hurts my feelings. Maybe I'm too sensitive. I'm just too sensitive. Get on with your point. If you wanted new music, if that's what your bag was, brand new music, you wanted nothing else. New music at this time, July of 1982, the same time Captain America number 271 was in mint condition. That new music came from Human League. They had quite the hit. It made everyone dance. Human League. Also, another dancer was the band Talk Talk with their song Another World. And then, at the end of our story, we will listen to two Los Angeles bands, both of them from LA. One of them, a giant success. They had a string of hits throughout the early 1980s. It looked like there was no stop to them. I speak of the Go-Go's. We have them in live performance from Berlin, Germany. The Go-Go's.